Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends, and happy Ash Wednesday. We're beginning the great season of the church year, the season of Lent, a penitential season when all of us together through the church throughout the world, when we begin to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, who for 40 days and 40 nights fasted in the desert, did spiritual warfare against his enemy, Satan, and against our enemy. And we imitate, as the Catechism tells us, we imitate Jesus in these 40 days. And we walk through this season, beginning with Ash Wednesday up until Holy Saturday, preparing ourselves for the celebration of Jesus' death on the cross, the shedding of his blood, his great victory over Satan, over sin and death. He became sin for us. He sacrificed his life for us. And through his death on the cross, he purifies us from sin. And in Lent, we really express to the Lord our keen awareness of his assessment of the condition of the human heart. We believe his worldview. We acknowledge the fact that sin's real and that sin is in us. We don't deny it. We don't hide it. We don't celebrate it, but we confess it. We bring it to the Lord because we know he's merciful. And he's given to us in the church the sacrament of reconciliation to help not only have our sins forgiven, but to have the grace to be able to be purified and to be more conformed to Jesus. So it's a great and important season for us. Just want to say a couple of things about it. You know, Lent is a 40-day period between now and Easter, excluding Sundays. And as I said, it's a time when we walk in the footsteps of Jesus. The church remembers his battle right after he was baptized in the Jordan. It's interesting. I've always loved this imagery and the chronology of it. Jesus is baptized in the Jordan at the beginning of his ministry. And at that moment, there's a manifestation of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the Father says, "This is my beloved Son." And Jesus comes out of the river, ready to make war on his enemy. And he's now moving toward the greatest spiritual battle in the history of mankind, in the history of the world, the history of the cosmos. And the Son of God is going to make war. And he's going to make war against his enemy. And he's going to make war against our enemies. He's going to destroy the power of the world, the flesh, and the devil. He's going to put away sin, Scripture tells us, and he's going to triumph over death. And he begins that battle. He begins that journey by going into the desert and fasting and praying and being confronted by the temptations of the devil. And so in this season of Lent, we walk in the footsteps of Jesus as he did, as he made war, really, against the enemy. We're going to do the same thing by God's grace, not simply by the power of our own flesh. We're going to cooperate with the grace of the Holy Spirit, who wants to help us subdue the drives within us, the compulsions, the drives, the grooves, the habit patterns of sin that are within us. The Holy Spirit wants to heal our hearts. He wants to deliver us from any bondage to sin. He wants to give us the grace and the freedom and the capacity to see sin's work in us so we can identify it freely without condemnation. We can take that sin and give it to Jesus. Imagine Jesus in this season, the one who triumphed over all of it, that he's standing before you with his wounds in his hands and his feet and his side, you know, the scars from the crown of thorns. He's standing before you now in total victory. And the light of his glory shines through those wounds. And he's appealing to us now at the beginning of this moment of the 40 days. And he's asking us to give him our sins, to not hide anything from him, to not hang on to our favorite pet sins and the kind of idolatry that can emerge in us. That is that we somehow believe we can't live without certain sins in our lives. Sin's never good. Sin is deadly. Sin is ultimately what kills us, right? Death comes through sin. All have sinned and therefore all die, Scripture tells us. Well, Jesus has conquered all that power, and he calls us now to come on this journey over the next 40 days and to get serious about sin in our lives. Not to beat ourselves up and to condemn ourselves or to hate ourselves or whatever. That's not godly. That's not the Lord's plan. As ended yesterday's program, reminded us that from John chapter 15, Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I love you." Jesus loves you just the way the Father loved the Son, and the way the Son loved the Father. And what the 40 days is about, it's about love. It's about radical love. It's about getting serious about Jesus' command when he says to us, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And what is sin? Sin is missing the mark on those commandments. It's not saying fully yes to Jesus. And so the church leads us into certain disciplines in this season, you know, fast and abstinence. Here's one description of fasting and abstinence. It says, under the current canon law, in the Western Rite of the Church, a day of fast is one in which Catholics who are 18 to 60 years old are required to keep a limited fast. In this country, one may eat a single normal meal and have two snacks, so long as these snacks do not add up to a second meal. Children are not required to fast, but their parents must ensure they are properly educated in the spiritual practice of fasting. Those with medical conditions requiring a greater or more regular food intake can easily be dispensed from the requirement of fasting by their pastor. A day of abstinence is a day on which Catholics 14 years or older are required to abstain from eating meat. Under the current discipline in America, fish, eggs, milk products, and condiments or foods made using animal fat are permitted in the Western Rite of the Church, though not in the Eastern Rite. Again, persons with special dietary needs can easily be dispensed by their pastor. So these are the minimums in terms of fasting and abstinence. So again, fasting is one normal meal during the day and then two snacks that together don't exceed the quantity of that meal. I want to encourage you, if you've never really fasted with any kind of seriousness, like beyond that, maybe a two-day fast or a three-day fast or something like that during the season, and encourage you to think about doing that, because it's actually a very powerful way to cooperate with the work of the Holy Spirit that is helping subdue these drives within us. And what fasting can do is it not only empties us out, you know, physically, but it empties us. And after the first day or so of kind of fighting through it, you get to the point where it starts to quiet you internally. You're able to hear the Lord. And it's easier to have control over our passions, over all kinds of things in us. And that's part of what the church is after, wants to help us gain self-mastery in our lives so that we can order our lives toward God's will for us. We can cooperate with his work so that this fruit-bearing that he wants to make happen in us, he wants to lead us from works of the flesh that Galatians talk about, the Bible talks about it, and really in many different places. And he wants to lead us to be able to bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit. In Galatians, let me see if I can find this passage quickly here. I can just read it to you, because Galatians is very clear in chapter 5, verse 16 and following. This gives you a kind of a sense of where we are and where the Lord wants to take us and, you know, make some headway in these areas in this season of Lent. Verse 16, chapter 5, Galatians. But I say, walk by the Spirit and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. That's a nice summary of what we're after in this season of Lent. We want to learn to more effectively, fully, and freely walk by the Spirit and not seek to gratify the desires of the flesh. And that takes some work. It's not just the work of the Holy Spirit, it's but the Holy Spirit with who we cooperate with, again, to subdue these drives, this desire to gratify the flesh and to put it to death. Verse 17, for the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. So there's a kind of battle within us. For these are opposed to each other to prevent you from doing what you would. But if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are plain: immorality, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, selfishness, dissension, a party spirit, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. And of course, if you think about, at one point, Jesus described the condition of the human heart when he was asked, you know, if certain foods that we eat would make us unclean. And Jesus made it clear. He said, it's not what comes from without that makes us unclean, but comes from within, from the human heart. And he said things like envy, jealousy, rivalry, conceit, anger, bitterness, lust, hatred, violence. These kinds of things are in the human heart. And this is precisely what Jesus wants to put to death in us, through the grace and power of the Holy Spirit, to share his freedom. And Paul goes on to say, I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And this is the bottom line. Sin is deadly. Sin kills us. And if we die in our sin, unrepentant, we literally lose our inheritance. We end up separated from God forever. We end up in hell. That's the destiny. So Paul is warning us. There's lots of warnings, and we'll hear them through Lent. Lots of warnings by Jesus in the Gospels. Very surprising. I think surprising to many of us because we don't hear them very often. Ralph Martin and I and Pete Burek and Joey McCoy, two young guys, were discipling. We've been, over the last number of months, been reading through the Gospels, asking the question. We're going to do the whole entire New Testament, but asking the question, let's identify, where can we find verses where Jesus talks about the consequences of not listening to him, not obeying his commandments? And we're stunned by how often Jesus warns and how serious Jesus is about sin and the consequences of sin. I encourage you to do that. Just read through Matthew's gospel alone and just ask that question and put a little notepad next to you and say, you know, one of the things I want to do this Lent, I'm going to read through Matthew's gospel and I'm going to identify all the places where Jesus explicitly warns us about the consequences of not saying yes to him, of disobeying his commandments and falling into sin. So Paul warns us, and he warns us in a variety of places in his letters, as do Peter and John in their letters. Verse 22, then he goes on to talk, though, about the fruits of the Spirit. And here's the point of the fasting and abstaining and disciplining our bodies is to cooperate with the work of the Holy Spirit in us, who's leading us to be conformed to the person of Jesus. This last week and a half, I've been talking a lot about abiding in the Lord and taking the image Jesus has of the vine and the branches, and that we're living off the life of Jesus. Well, sin cuts off that life. But saying yes to Jesus, cooperating with the Spirit, allows that life to flow, and a transformation and a growth and a fruit-bearing happens. And here's what Paul describes. He says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with their passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us have no self-conceit, no provoking of one another, and no envy of one another. So let me say it again here from verse 24. And those who belong to Christ Jesus, have crucified the flesh with its passions and its desires. That's what it means to be a disciple in part. He says, those who belong to Christ. Friends, when we were baptized into Jesus, when we were united to his crucifixion in that baptism, and the power of original sin was broken in our lives, we came out of the waters of baptism, even as infants. We came out belonging to Christ. God came to dwell in us now. My life is no longer my own, and I'm following in the footsteps of my master, who went to war against the passions of the flesh, who was tempted like us in every way but sin, and he had victory over every single temptation. It's that Jesus, it's his Holy Spirit, that's leading us now to enter the desert, to do spiritual warfare against what Paul describes here as the desires of the flesh. We want to say yes to the Holy Spirit and ask Jesus to help us crucify the flesh so we can come alive more fully in the Spirit in the season of Lent. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burek's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.